This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Lots of talk out there as Mike Tomlin says, hey, listen, guys, listen, you counted us out.
You know, that's been our story all year, man. You guys buried us when we were 1-3, you know. Man, we got a lot of warts. But we're here, and that's been our position since September. And so I'm just appreciative of that mental fortitude being displayed by those men in that locker room.
You people counted me out. Now, the Pittsburgh Steelers, they're 9-7-1. They are playing at Arrowhead on Sunday night. Too late for my liking, but nonetheless, it's playoff football. You take it when you can get it.
They didn't ask us, unfortunately.
Right, for sure. There are some people floating out this notion, and here's where I'd like to start this morning. We'll talk a little college football in this first segment as well, but let's start here. There are people floating the notion out that the man you just heard right there, Michael Petway Tomlin, I believe his name is, Michael P, that this is the best coaching job that he's ever done in the regular season, as the Steelers are 9-7-1. And here's why. I'll give you a list of examples as to why, or a list of cited reasons why they're saying this is the best job that he's ever done. Mm-hmm. And let's knock this around just a little bit. 4-0 against Cleveland and Baltimore. Cleveland and Baltimore came into this season, and they were going to be the cream of the crop of the AFC North. Or at least they were going to be teams that you could do well to split with. And the Pittsburgh Steelers went 4-0. On top of that, Ben Roethlisberger, he ain't good, right? His skills have diminished. He's not what he once was. I shouldn't say he's not good, but he's not what he once was. That's for sure. He was sacked 38 times this year, Ben Roethlisberger was, behind an offensive line that, well, they ain't good. I can say that comfortably.
Sure.
On top of that, Mike Tomlin, he lost Tuitt, he lost Juju, he lost Dotson, and he lost Ebron for various amount of times, right? And the whole Ingram fiasco.
Right.
That guy just said, hey, I'm going to up and quit. I'm out of here. I don't want to be here. This sucks. And he goes, okay, fine. We'll trade you. We'll find somebody else to play. And he still, through all of that, found a way to get the Pittsburgh Steelers to 9-7-1. He didn't have, say it with me, a losing season. Because you know what he's never had, Chris?
A losing season?
Oh, my God.
Hadn't heard that
before. Do people know that?
We should make it clear.
Tell him.
Mike Tomlin has never had a losing season. I'm not sure if you've heard that before, but take it to work today. Tell everybody around the water cooler or the lunchroom. Mike Tomlin has never had a losing season.
Uh-huh. It's never happened. So, and he held it all together, and he was able to get his team. Who knows where it goes from here? They could lose 45-3 on Sunday. They could end up winning and advancing. Who knows? I don't know and don't have a case study and don't have chapter and verse on all the other Mike Tomlin seasons. But you know what? Sight unseen, I guess, for all the warts, as he even pointed out, and for the things that we get on him about in this town, I think I'm ready to put it among the top, sight unseen, without going into all the particulars of all the other seasons. I think even those who begrudgingly don't like Mike Tomlin or begrudgingly say, he's okay, you have to put it among some of the top seasons that he's had.
Yeah, I can't get on board with it being the best one, the best job he's ever done. I just can't. Look, I understand all the litany of things that you just ran through. You're right. They overcame all those obstacles. But some of the obstacles that have been in their way have been of their own doing and have been of Mike Tomlin's doing. Like, and look, I lobbied for it. I think a lot of us did. I like the idea of promoting Matt Canada to offensive coordinator. But that clearly has not worked. I would imagine that was probably Mike Tomlin. He probably signed off on that. He's the head coach. Not making some of the changes along the offensive line. that needed to be made earlier on. That's probably coming down to Mike Tomlin's decision. Continuing to run Devin Bush out there, I understand they don't have much else available, but that's Mike Tomlin's decision. There are decisions that he's made this year, and I'm not just talking about game decisions. Those are personnel decisions in those instances, but plenty of decisions this year where I say, you know, are they 9-7-1 with a tie to the Detroit Lions if not for the head coach? I'm not saying it was a bad job, okay? Far be it for me to suggest that. It has been a good job to get them into the playoffs, and I don't want to sit here and be a Debbie Downer during a week where we should be enjoying the fact that we have another week of football to talk about. For my money, it pales in comparison to, and I don't want to run through comparing seasons, but the one for me that is always going to be the best job he ever did was somehow holding that locker room together and holding that team together in 2017 when they were a wonky overtime loss in Chicago and a Jesse James non-call away from going 15-1.
Do you know why people will say this is his best season? Those who they'll add on to this, they'll use his whole body of work and say he avoided having a losing season through all of this. They won't just independently leave it at this is a great season for him or a good season for him. They'll use that body, which in some regards, making that argument, it becomes unfair to use it and not necessarily just leave it to one independent season. They'll say he allowed himself to not have a losing season, and this is and they'll also say this is the 10th time out of 15 that he's gone to the playoffs, which again then is not an independent argument.
Well, and again, if you're going to take it out of the canister of just this year,
right? Which you shouldn't, but people will.
Well, and let's play that game for just a minute. This team wasn't properly built to be a playoff team this year or anything more than a wild card team this year because of some of the decisions Mike Tomlin has been a part of making over the last couple of years. The reticency to rebuild the offensive line more aggressively. The decision to trade up for Devin Bush a few years ago. You know, there are plenty of decisions.
People will say he just coaches the football team.
Yeah, well, they're wrong.
I mean, they'll say that.
Oh, I know. They'll say that, but they're wrong, and they know they're wrong. They know that Mike Tomlin has a heavy hand on what the personnel of this team looks like. So when they let a Steven Nelson walk away or they trade a Melvin Ingram for a sixth-round pick, if you don't like those moves, well, you better realize that the head coach had something to do with those. And look, I'm not saying it wasn't a good job. The fact that they're in the playoffs, I said it yesterday, you got to consider it a success this year. We thought they'd be a borderline 500 team and maybe challenge for a wild card spot, maybe eke in, and that's what's happening. It's about on par with what my expectations were this season.
It is about on par with what mine were. It's a little bit above in that they got to the playoffs.
Uh-huh.
And still, there's a body of work still that's left to be played out as well. I mean, if they go and they win one playoff game, it's undoubtedly one of his best jobs.
Yes.
You know, there's 60 minutes of football, I think, decides it. If they get blown out, then you go, oh, they just went to the playoffs and got beat. I'm ready to put it in one of it begrudgingly. And look, I have been really, really, really critical of Mike Tomlin at times. I think it's one of his top three. I really do. I think because of the job that he did and the lack of personnel that they had, and I don't know who made the decisions personnel-wise along the offensive line. That, to me, is the issue.
Yeah.
I don't know who did what with DeCastro. I don't know who did what with to send Alejandro Villanueva to Baltimore. I don't know who decided to give Banner a contract. I don't know who decided all of that kind of stuff, who didn't decide to go into free agency. I don't know the inner workings there, especially on the offensive side of the ball.
I'll say this. I can get on board with it being one of the better jobs he's done to get this team into the playoffs as a wild card. But to your point, this weekend decides a lot about whether it can elevate itself to being the best job he's ever done.
Yes, I think you're right about that. As we talk college football for a couple minutes, 412-928-9370, there was a big game, if you will. We're allowed to say national championship. We're allowed to say Super Bowl anyway. People just say big game all the time. But why has college football, last night, okay, you have a 33-18 victory for the Dogs for Georgia over Alabama. Why has college football maybe spun its wheels a little bit in these parts? You know, is it, and maybe I'm dead wrong about this. Maybe we'll see the television ratings and they'll be through the roof in Pittsburgh, although I don't necessarily think that that'll happen. Do we see it and identify it as something that is wholly or largely Southern? Is it something where the season is too long? Is it the same teams? Even though Georgia was different, they hadn't won a national championship since, what, 1980 or something like that. Is it the structure of the playoffs? Like, those are a lot of questions that are knocked about. For me, it's the structure of the playoffs suck. I want a traditional bracket tournament with 16 teams. That's number one. And also, I can live with your structure if you want to do it like this, but it feels like there is a 10-month break between the conference play and then the consequential games.
And all the games that you see in the interim are meaningless, right? Like, we're watching the Potato Bowl and things like that. Not that we don't enjoy it. Again, you could give me 75 bowl games. Put every team in a bowl game for all I care. I don't care. I love the meaningless bowl games.
All they do is they spike my FanDuel account. They don't really do anything towards, you know.
But I for the national championship, my issue is not just that big span of time between the conference championship games and the semifinals. It is the same teams being there every year. I do think that's part of it. And look, the early returns, it looks like, on last night's game is that it would be the highest rating they've had in a long time. Up over 16 share, it looks like. Last time they got anything better than a 15.5-ish share, 15.6, was when they had a 16, 17, 18 share back in the very first year of the playoff when Ohio State played Oregon in the championship. And I think that is evidence of you got to have some different teams. Like, I understand the SEC is king in college football and that more often than not, two of the best four teams in the country probably come out of the SEC. But if you open up the playoff, and it doesn't sound like that's going to happen anytime, you know, relatively soon because those negotiations bogged down this weekend. If you open it up to just a few more teams and give yourself just the possibility that a different team sneaks into that championship game every year, it makes it more compelling.
Give me a traditional bracket. You're about to see one start on Saturday at 1 o'clock or whatever, or 4 o'clock with these football games. I don't even know what time the NFL games are. You're about to see a bracket start, a true bracket start, and that is how, for me, you have excitement.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And look, every team, even down to the Steelers, who have the longest odds of any of the 14 playoff teams to win the Super Bowl, every fan base is in on believing, hey, anything can happen, right? And that's what you get when you get, even if it's just 8 teams, 12 teams, get yourself an actual playoff, and occasionally you're going to have the team sneak through, right? You're going to have a team get a couple of upsets, and all of a sudden they're in the national championship game, and you get something different. And that, I think, would keep the more casual fan rather than the more ardent college football fan more involved.
You talked Steelers. I have the biggest question in Steelerville coming up at about 6:48 today. The biggest question looming over this fan base, and you'll find that out. Take it or flush it coming up in just a couple minutes. Gosh. How about that tunnel? By the way, if you're headed outbound in the Fort Pitt Tunnel, like you're headed from downtown about to go up Green Tree Hill, you know, that way, like into the tunnel from downtown, right when you enter in, there was a gigantic ice patch that I was stuck outside for like 10, 12 minutes as they worked on it and put a ton of salt down.
It's in the right-hand lane. The road.
Inside the tunnel just as you go in. I don't know if a pipe was leaking or something, but they shut the tunnel down for a little while.
It's the right lane, right?
Yeah, the right lane, as soon as you get into it.
I think I went through that. It freaked me out a little bit because I saw all the salt, and
yes,
it was white, and I didn't know what the heck it was.
Yeah,
it was something, so be careful everywhere, but especially right there. Take it or flush it, let's go.
And now, it's time for Take It or Flush It. Presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family.
All right, take it or flush it, here we go. How about the take it or flush it, the Keith Butler gets fired crowd? Get rid of Keith Butler and bring in a different defensive coordinator crowd.
I'll take it.
Okay.
Maybe it's not a firing, right? They want to let him go off respectfully, let him ride off into that good night, and it's a retirement. But I said it yesterday. I've said it before. I'll continue to say it. I think Mike Tomlin needs to become more of the CEO type. And not that he can't have an influence on the defense still, but I think that influence should be through hiring a young up-and-coming defensive coordinator, or maybe there's somebody already on staff who's not necessarily young anymore, but somebody, Terrell Austin, to be the new defensive coordinator moving forward. I would like to see somebody come in and say, hey, I know we only gave up 13 to Baltimore, for example, or we've done this right or that right, but we've also been dead last in the league in rushing defense this year. We can be better than that. Let me show you what I think.
I can take it, but I can't. I'll flush the talk that I've seen in the past day, the fire Keith Butler and bring in Brian Flores crowd, because, one, Flores might become a head coach, and two, Minkah Fitzpatrick hates him. They hate each other.
Yeah.
So that'll never happen. Now, Mike Zimmer, let's talk. We could talk. You and I can have a discussion. I like Mike Zimmer and what he does defensively. So
I'd still take Terrell Austin over bringing in Zimmer, but I did, like you said, let's talk.
Yeah. Terrell Austin, I think, is very, very good. I just don't. I'd like to investigate some outside sources on the field.
Sure.
That's for sure.
As much as we've been disgusted by internal promotions lately, I can get with that. All right, take it or flush it. I see it everywhere now on social media. I have no idea what the hell it is. I'll be quite honest. Maybe you do. Wordle.
Yeah, I asked that yesterday.
The little yellow and green blocks.
It's some sort of word game or something.
And I'm sure it is, but
it kind of looks like a Rubik's Cube, how it comes up on your feed. I don't get it. Somebody told me, because I put out there, what the hell is Wordle?
Uh-huh.
And they said, if you played Mastermind, it's like that, but with letters.
Oh, I hated Mastermind.
So
did you ever play
that
game?
And they said, no, it's beyond my capabilities.
It's infuriating.
And someone else said, you have 6 guesses to guess a 5-letter word. Each guess, they tell you which letters are correct and if you are in the proper place or not.
Right, okay.
So if you don't already love daily word puzzles, skip it.
All right, I'm out then.
I'm out, too.
Yep,
yeah.
Flush it. Double flush,
Wordle.
Matt. Mastermind, by the way, is an infuriating board game where one person takes like 4 different colored pegs and hides them behind something and puts them in a certain order, right?
Okay.
And then you got to guess by using your own colored pegs and putting them in the board what they're hiding from you. And they'll tell you, like, how many you got right, how many are in the right spot. And you only get, like, 10 tries, I think it is. And my wife always just absolutely crushes me at it. She'll always guess mine somehow in, like, the first 5 guesses, and I never get hers right. And so maybe I'm just a little bit competitive, as I've told the board games in our house story before, in competitiveness, and I can't stand it. Sorry.
Yeah, I'll just play Battleship and relax. I play board games to relax.
Uno.
Not to,
just give me some good old-fashioned Uno.
All right with that. I will tell you the biggest question looming over Steeler Nation right now. That's coming up at about 6:48. And a question about 2 teammates coming up in just a moment. And the way games can end as well. There's lots to talk about. That's next, Fan Morning Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week 1? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
Nine o'clock, Jason LaConfora, and he's brought to us by, his insider calls brought to you by Driveway.com, car buying delivered on your terms and on your turf. LaConfora joins us. You know what's a good conversation starter that is real simple? And I mean, whether you're at a bar or at a restaurant or you're just at home or you're watching the game with your friends or you shoot a text. We talked text chains earlier, right?
Yeah.
Some people like them, some people don't. Here's one. Oh. Six words that could start a conversation that could go for hours.
Okay.
Should there be ties in sports? There you go. Light the wick and go. Honestly, look, I'm asking you that.
Save that for July. Should there be ties in sports?
And because here's the thing. All-encompassing, I'm not talking hockey, soccer, football in this case, baseball. Should there be ties in sports? Go.
As I've gotten older, I've become more comfortable with the idea of a tie. And I don't know if it's because as I get older, I mellow out a little bit more. I lose some of that competitive vigor. I don't know what it is. I just have no problem anymore with letting a game end in a tie, as long as it's not like a championship, right, or a playoff or something, obviously. I have no problem letting something end in a tie. And not necessarily, I'm still okay with overtimes, right? Like, you play regulation, you don't get to a winner, you play some overtime, and if that's still not enough to decide the winner, okay, it's a tie. I'm fine with that.
I'm totally okay with it. You make a reasonable effort to break the tie,
mm-hmm.
but you don't go to incredible lengths to do it. If there is a advance in a tournament bracket situation
sure,
where you have to, I mean, come on.
That's different.
It's much different. But like the Steelers against the Lions, I'm okay with.
Can I tell you what I've really become tired of? Is the altering the way the game is played to such a large extent that it's not really like the game anymore
just to get a non-tie.
Like the two-point conversion shootouts in college football that we detest, I think.
Penn State-Illinois game. No matter what you think about that game or no matter who
whether you like
to win,
Penn State or not, you hated that game. It was terrible to watch.
It was just artificial
right.
at the end.
Shootouts at the end of hockey, I'm done with. I don't need them anymore.
I agree.
I don't. Play 10 minutes of 3-on-3.
Guy on second base in baseball?
Don't do it. Just let the game play out. If you want to put a finite limit on a baseball game and be like, okay, well, after 16 innings, if we don't have a winner, it's a tie. Fine, have ties in baseball. I'm okay. I'll live with it.
Football kind of does it, but they try to get – they do the very end right in that they say, after this time, it's just a tie, but they artificially at the beginning – infuse something to try to alleviate that tie.
What I wish they would do is go back to 15-minute overtime. 10 minutes is it just compresses things too much in overtime. So that, like the situation you pointed out yesterday, where if you're the team that doesn't win the toss, you really essentially, if you're the team that doesn't get the ball to start overtime, you, as long as you don't give up a touchdown, become the team to control the game because you're getting the ball back with like 5 or 6 minutes probably. And you dictate everything at that
point.
Well,
you have to score fewer points than the other team would have had to score to simply walk it off and win.
Right.
The other team, they could have kicked a field goal and you right. can match them.
Yeah.
But you
They need a touchdown to end the game promptly. You just need a field goal because
right.
you got the ball
the first time you touch it.
Just give me, if you're going to give me only 10 minutes of NFL overtime, then just make it the full 10 minutes. And say, however many points are scored in the 10 minutes of overtime, that's how many points are scored, and that decides overtime. You can trade the ball back and forth 6 or 7 times. I don't care.
Did you know that this, I saw a stat yesterday, or not, it was a, not a stat, but it was a fact, a factoid mm-hmm. sort of thing. That was the first NFL season. Now, obviously, the playoffs are expanded, and the matchups were divisional matchups and different things.
Sure.
It was the first playoff season, or it was the first NFL season ever that the playoffs were not decided until the very final snap of the very final game.
Oh, the final regular season game.
You know how they said if the playoffs started now, they can always put the graphic up before the final snap. They could not do it until then. It's the first time that ever happened.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. That's fascinating.
But with ties, I have always been okay, especially in hockey. Like mm-hmm. they go so out of their way to try to break a tie. It's okay to be 3-3.
It creates artificial standings, too, where teams have a certain number of points based on losses.
Hockey is the one that has really screwed up ties. Just
get rid of the shootout, play 10-minute 3-on-3 overtime, and call it a day.
Not even. Give me 6 or 7 minutes.
Yeah, that'll work.
At that point in time, people want to get the hell on the airplane. They want to get out of there. Their legs are shot. I'm with you. A finite period of time,
mm-hmm.
if you score, it's sudden death. If you score, you win.
Yeah.
If you don't, it's a tie.
We'll live with it.
We'll live that way for a long time. Anyhow. All right, coming up next, Twitter poll, and I have the biggest question. It's not in the Twitter poll. It's a different question. The biggest question surrounding Steeler fans, or at least it should be. If you have not asked yourself this question, it's already Tuesday morning, and you better ask yourself this question as a Steeler fan. You'll find out what that is next. Yeah. Jeff Hathorn, top of the hour. Can't wait to talk to Jeff. Steeler practice he's going to be able to cover coming up in the next couple days. And it's a playoff week. Man, mm-hmm. there's lots to talk about there. Brad Spielberger, Pro Football Focus. He is oh so good. He's also a big Bears fan, and they have a coaching opening. We're going to
talk
to him.
And a GM opening.
Yes, we're going to talk to him about all of that
Ask
at
Brad
8 o'clock.
Ask Brad if he's brushed up his resume.
Yeah, for sure. Dan and Hughes, he joins. Chiefs radio man, color commentator, 8:30. Shelby Cassesi, This Hits Different. What I'm telling you is we've got a lot of things happening today. First of which, though, as we do every day at about this time, Twitter poll, come on. These tweets are rocking.
I've heard.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. These tweets are rocking. A daily Twitter poll from yesterday. Check it out when you get the opportunity. Every single day. That's why it's the daily Twitter poll. If you were Raiders head coach Rich Bisaccia, mm-hmm. Would you have kicked what ended up being that game-winning field goal or settled for a tie and not attempted the field goal? Rich got a lot of people on his side. 84.4, especially here in Pittsburgh, 84.4% of the people say kick it and win. 15.6% say sit on it. That's what you. That's what you're supposed to do. Sit on it. Just 15.6% say that. I agree. Kick it and win. Put your rival in the dirt and go ahead and worry about your team. All right, today's daily Twitter poll. Vote when you get an opportunity at Fan Morning Show every single day. Here we go. So, and there's a lot of votes already. Thank you for those. And we talked about this to start the show. Some are saying this season is Mike Tomlin's best coaching job. Was it? Just 32.7% of you say yes, it was. 67.3% of you say no, it wasn't. Continue the votes all day when you get an opportunity. Tell all your friends to vote at Fan Morning Show. All right, I told you at about 6:48, so about a minute late or so, but that's okay, you've hung on, that today, or right now, there is looming. It's over Steelerville. It's like a cloud that's there, and it's not a black cloud, it's just a cloud that's over Steelerville that is the biggest question over the fan base right now. Mm. And you know what it centers around?
Here we go.
Sure. My man Roger Wood. Who, by the way, came to my house because he's like a radon guy. He puts in like radon.
Oh, you told me that, yeah.
I think he went to gyms, too.
Here we go.
Is there...
Pittsburgh's gone to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Where's Roger Wood? You know, he only has a couple days left to get this out there. Now.
Oh, Cower Power Edition.
Right. Oh, I found an old one.
When
you know
thumb.
You're going to compose a song that might only have a shelf life of like 5 days, you got to hustle up and get it out there. That's question one. Number two, what the hell is he going to rhyme with Friermuth? I thought about this yesterday.
Truth.
I thought about Mac Canada up in the booth.
Oh.
Third down, short of the sticks, the Friermuth. Do you like it?
I like
is
it.
Is that where we go?
I don't think they're going to mention the short of the sticks part.
No, because that's where I would go. Now, if Roger Wood doesn't come through, you know what the official song of this week will be?
Mm.
From the Hampton Elementary School Band. Where is Roger Wood?
I mean, does he take the time to make a song for a team that everybody expects is going to go to Kansas City and get blown out?
Applause.
Of course. But
yes. You have to
Please
do
clap.
It, though. Don't you have to stay? If that's your thing, if that's your hook, if that's your calling card, you got to do it all the time.
Here we go.
Man, when I was 14, 15, the Super Bowl 30 run.
Oh, this was it.
I listened to this song 16 times a day.
This was it.
Gone to, and I sing along every time. Here we go.
Yes. So where is Roger Wood?
Here's my theory. I can't stop listening to the names.
Yeah. Oh, I found an old one. Let's just listen for a second.
If you get in their way, they're going to knock you around. Here we go.
Defense, defense.
That's coming I remember playing this at a tailgate party.
Oh, yeah.
Wrong.
Oh. You're not sober singing along to this on a Sunday morning in January.
Oh, man.
Pittsburgh's gone to the Super Bowl.
Is this the one we were hoping?
Here we go.
Yes. Here we go. You might mention Harding's here.
Okay. Sure. Running back coming.
Boss. Norm Johnson.
Get 3 points off of Jeffrey.
Jeff Reed!
Yeah, okay.
Matt's big guest on Friday.
Wait, you're having Jeff Reed on Friday?
Oh, I had him last Friday.
I know, but I thought you were going to have him again. Here we go. Here we go. All right, who we got here then?
This will be defense, I bet.
Yeah. What years were
this? Paul Mahler.
We got Ferrier, Porter, Hagan.
Hagan.
Oh, Hagan.
Palomalu.
Sure. Uh-huh.
Townsend.
Won't gain any grind because the defense is going to bring a steel curtain down.
Here we go.
Defense. Defense. How much do you think the guys got paid in the background who are yelling defense?
Couple
case
irons.
Of beer?
Yeah.
Right. So where's his song this year? Now, is this just all the applause? Are they done with the lyrics?
No,
or they just yell?
There's one more. Oh, no, this is it.
Woo! Yeah, woo! Woo! Yeah! We went down to Grant Bar in Millville and just brought a microphone and said, yell! Woo! Here we go. Woo!
Here's my theory.
Applause, applause sign, you know, like they do at sitcoms. Applause sign!
Really? Here's my theory. I don't think Roger Wood and his gang probably expected this team to get to the playoffs or make a deep run into the playoffs, even if they got there. So they might not have lyrics ready.
Well, I mean, I just gave him a good one.
I'll be honest. As soon as you watch the game on Sunday, you got to get in the lab. You got to get in the lab and start cooking up some lyrics.
No, until they're mathematically eliminated, you got to be working. What's he rhyme with Najee?
Najee.
It's tough. Or, you know, you could get away with it. You could just group Najee in with Ben. Like, you know, the offense, it runs through, you know, Najee Johnson and Ben. There we go. And he always, it's easiest to rhyme with something with Ben.
Yeah.
You know, Ben's got an arm. He throws like he's 10. Here, something like that.
That's what he's going to
throw. He throws like he's 10. Well, I'm sorry.
They're supposed to be positive.
Nonetheless, they can win the Super Bowl. You know, you just spin it. You just... who knows? Jeff Hathorn, maybe.
Where's Banner? Is he on a team?
I know. It just gets a paycheck. You know what I mean? Jeff,
they don't hand it to Derek Watt. Don't be surprised, cause they never do that.
See, I know. I've seen more productivity from a funeral plot. Here we go. Jeff Hathorn, top of the hour. Fan weather.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.